Well, we are into October, and of course, October is a month that brings lots of joy and lots of events with all these fall festivals. I mean, the Salisbury Fall Festival, Pine Plains has their fall festival. A little later on in the month, North Canaan has their fall festival. But October is also a month that is dedicated to breaking the silence, ending the violence. It is always the month where it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And Women's Support Services here in Sharon, Connecticut, always has several events coming up this year and this every year. And this year is no different. And with us right now on the telephone, we have Virginia Gold. Virginia, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, Marshall. Always a pleasure.
You know, it's kind of overlooked sometimes because the fall festivals and people, personally, I'm happy when we go into summer, not when we go into fall. But a lot of people are doing a lot of things in October outside and enjoying things. But it's also a month that really brings you back down to earth because not only locally do we recognize it, but everywhere. Now major sports leagues recognize it. It's recognized as a time to really hit home about how prevalent domestic violence is.
Yes, Marshall, it's good, I suppose, that the awareness is rising. It's too bad that the awareness has to be about how prevalent this issue is.
And how it doesn't... I mean, I guess to me, it doesn't seem to really get much better because there's a lot of people out there that just don't understand all that domestic violence incurs. But we can get to that in a second. What I want to get to is some of your events that you have going on. You have, that I see, three major events coming up. And you'll, first of all, be at one of those festivals I was talking about. You'll be at the Salisbury Fall Festival on October 12th from 10 to 4. You'll have a tent there, right?
Yes, we're going to be right on Main Street at one of the booths, and we're really excited. We'll be there all day, and we'll be talking about what we do and tie-dyeing, purple tie-dye. So we're looking forward to having a lot of good conversations and having folks come out and join us.
And it's free for people to come and participate if they want to tie-dye, right?
Absolutely, yep.
All right. That is the first acknowledgement on Saturday, October 12th. Then on Thursday, October 17th, is the annual vigil at Kent Town Hall at 6:00.
Yes, we host a vigil in one of the towns in our region each October, and this year we're very pleased that Kent is hosting us. We'll be down at the town hall, rain or shine. We gather at 6:00. Have some remembrance and acknowledgement of the ways in which violence has affected our community and our state this year, and then we gather afterwards. So, yeah, 6:00, Kent Town Hall.
And what's interesting about, I think, the vigil is that I think sometimes people think that you have to know somebody that's been affected. No, this is for people who know people that have been affected by domestic violence. It's for people who want to learn and understand more about, and I think also to hear and see the impact of domestic violence.
Yes, I agree, Marshall. This is absolutely not an event you have to have some specific connection to. We actually remember all of the 18 sister agencies in Connecticut who work to end domestic violence, remember all of the folks in our state who have lost their lives this year due to domestic violence. We are lucky enough in this area that those names are not personally known to us, but we believe it's really important to understand that this is a problem that affects folks in a variety of ways. And then we have conversations about the ways in which we here locally can address this and hopefully keep our communities as safe as possible.
And I think it's a chance for people who don't really understand what domestic violence is, who see it in the news, see football players, baseball players, see celebrities, seeing all the violence there. But domestic violence goes far beyond that. I mean, it goes to psychological violence. I mean, it doesn't necessarily, somebody gets a slap or somebody gets pushed around. Domestic violence really runs the full gamut of psychological control to eventually, unfortunately, violence and sometimes even death.
You're so right, Marshall. It is I think one of the reasons it is has been hidden so long is not just that it's considered, oh, a family issue, but because emotional, financial, spiritual, psychological abuse, the dynamics of power and control that one person can exert over another can be so subtle and hidden from other people. It's very difficult sometimes for even folks who are in the middle of it to feel like they can understand what's happening.
We are talking this morning once again with Virginia Gold, Women's Support Services. Once again, October, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. On October 12th, during the Salisbury Fall Festival between 10 and 4, there'll be a tent on Main Street. They'll be making tie-dye shirts and bandanas. You're free to participate for that. And then, of course, the annual vigil this year in Kent, Connecticut on Thursday the 17th at the Kent Town Hall. It begins at 6 p.m. A reception will follow. And then an event coming up, the screening of a film, The Mask You Live In, at Housatonic Valley Regional High School on Thursday, October 24th, from 6 till 8 p.m. Let's talk a little bit about that event.
Okay. So this is another new event for us this year, along with the tie-dyeing. We are going to show a public screening of a movie that's been seen in a lot of different places, in a lot of different communities. It's called The Mask You Live In. And it's specifically about the ways we teach young men to be in the world and to express themselves or to not express themselves, and the ways in which that can be so harmful for our young men as they try to learn how to be good men in the world. And we're hoping that that will encourage folks to come out and join us in our conversation about how we can learn different patterns and different relationships in our world that support mutual, healthy, respectful relationships instead of ones in which violence can flourish.
You know, I think what's so interesting about this is this goes back to the general principles of how you solve a problem. You don't necessarily if you have I'm going to just give an analogy here. If you have a lawn and your lawn is invaded by let's say any weed that's an invasive weed, you don't just keep pulling the weed. You find a way to prevent the weed from being there at all. And by really broaching this subject with younger people, you can eventually, over the course of time, it might be generations, actually get rid of the problem from before it starts.
Exactly. And we feel really blessed, Marshall, in that the Region 1 school district and the private schools in this area have been so supportive of our partnership with them to really look at how do we help young people learn to be in the world, and how do we help them think critically about the messages they're getting and the modeling they're seeing, and make decisions for themselves about how they want to be in relationship. And there's a really strong push in all of the schools in this area to think about social-emotional learning, prevention education, and acknowledge that all of those weeds, you know, some people are pulling the weeds of opioids. Some people are pulling the weeds of domestic violence. Some people are pulling the weeds of other risky behaviors. And the reality is that all underlying that is how we support our young people to be in the world. I think it's really important to help young men and young women think specifically about their relationships.
So once again, Saturday, October 12th, the Salisbury Fall Festival. You'll be there from 10 to 4 on Main Street under a tent. On October the 17th, Thursday, the vigil in Kent at Town Hall beginning at 6. And then Thursday, October 24th, the screening of the film The Mask You Live at Housatonic Valley Regional High School at 6. And, of course, there's no donation or anything needed to go to that movie, right?
Absolutely not. Like all of our services, whether it's for individuals or groups or educationally, we are free and welcome everyone to everything.
And if people want more information on the web, wssdv.org, wssdv.org. RG. Well, Virginia, keep doing the great work, and focusing in not only on the youth, but everybody. And I think how inclusive you have become in what you do with men and women and all different ages over the years really shows how far we've come as a society. I mean, we have a lot farther to go, but I think the work that you do at Women Support Services is pretty amazing.
Thank you so much. And Marshall, I'm also going to put in one last reminder. You mentioned our website. I also want to remind folks that we have a 24/7 hotline, which can be called with any question or any concern. That's 1-860-364-1900. And again, all of our services are free and confidential. I thank your support so much.
All right. Virginia, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You too. All right. Thanks, Marshall. Bye-bye.
Women Support Services, once again, WSS on the web at wssdv.org. And their 24-hour hotline, 860-364-1900.